Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yes, that is the Godfather's soul. That is James Brown. I'm going to spin his platters here as often as I'm here. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Vicki Oliver, great member of our brain trust. 8 years she's been hanging out with us. She's one of the top career development experts in the galaxy, author of a bunch of books, including Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One, also 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions. Vicki, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to build relationships, folks, and you know, Vicki, my attitude has always been, since I've lived a long time, I've built a lot of relationships. I've been successful with some, and I've been the reason some were not successful. I'll take the blame for that. But mostly, it's always been exciting to me, almost like an Easter egg hunt. If when you meet someone, you never know where it's going to go. You never know how it's going to turn out. And in my life, I've had cases where somebody barely knew me, said something about me to somebody else, and it built a little bit, and then the contact was made, and the next thing you knew, a career has changed for the better. I mean, you never know. And so, in my opinion, if you get a chance to meet somebody, I mean, meet them. Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? What do you think?
I love it. And, you know, it's also bolstered by actual research, what you just said. Often the people that we barely know, people who are barely our acquaintances, are the people who end up being the most helpful to us in our business. You know, it's the person that you reach out to, you barely know them, and you say, can I have 5 minutes of your time to talk about the company that you work at? And that person ends up being like your real champion and advocate.
Right. Well, they become a nexus. They become a connector. Vicki, this is a different story than the one I told you about earlier. There's a person whose name came up to me 20 years ago. I was in a bind and I needed a resource, and somebody told me about a guy named Joe. I'm going to call him Joe. That's his actual name. I called Joe. He said, I can't help you, but I know who can. That person, Tim, has been my partner, dotted line contract as a contractor, but an indispensable partner in my business for 20 years.
Right.
He came to me from somebody I only had his name and number.
Exactly. It's that willingness, you know, the willingness to reach out, and it comes back to you, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's a passage in Ecclesiastes that I quote all the time. Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. It's all about investing in others and having faith. That's what that means.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah. And not caring how long it takes or how it benefits you. In other words, if the part earlier about doing it with a glad heart, if it benefits me, if I help you and it benefits me, I'll just wait on that. Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't, but that's not why I did it, right?
Right, right. I mean, I think of it as sort of like buildings, you know, it's seeds. You're planting seeds, and some of them will become trees, and some of them won't, you know, but some of them will. So it's important to plant seeds all the time. Mm-hmm. Any person you meet could be the person that helps you the most. You never, ever know. And also to return it, you know, to return the favor.
Well, there's another one that I have a little fun with. I say that my goal is to leave a trail of happy people wherever I go.
Great. No, I think you do that very successfully.
Well,
I love talking to you.
Well, but you know, if it's you know, some, and of course sometimes it helps to have fun with yourself, right? It helps to not take yourself too seriously. But still, I think isn't that kind of our obligation as human beings in this society, is to not just, you know, is to give to others, to be generous with whatever you have, your time, whatever. I think that's what builds relationships, don't you?
I do. And I just want to say, you know, one little thing that I like to do is to try to give credit where it's due.
Yeah.
You know? Be the person who credits the staffer who comes up with the idea, you know? Because that also, I think, builds good relationships, to be generous about credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such a good point, especially, you know, those of us who need help, like me. There's a lot of people in your life who are helping you. A lot of those people don't get a lot of good out of boys, and it should be part of our role in life to do that. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, I think it's so easy to sort of accept the credit. You know, mm-hmm. Like a project goes well and someone says thank you, and you say, oh, thank you very much for noticing. You know, mm-hmm. But it's important at that moment to think about all the people who contributed to the project, you know, right. Not just take all the praise to yourself. And in fact, it actually makes you look much better when you credit other people, when you say, oh, you know, Jim helped me do this. Joe helped me do this. There's no I in team, right?
Someone once said there's no I in team.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Vicky, I need your website, please.
It's Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
Vicky with a Y, Oliver.com. Hey, Vicky, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I would love that. Thank you.
Vicky Oliver, we love having her on the show. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.